Good morning. We are back. This is Star 92.7, and you are tuned into Body Talk, brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital. It's Island Girl Trainer back with you. We have this morning with us Mr. Kevin Gipple. Welcome to Body Talk, Mr. Gipple.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, welcome to the Body Talk format here. Mr. Gipple is our clinical compounding pharmacist over there at CTMH Doctors Hospital, and we're going to be talking about cannabis oil this morning. Now, honestly, I think there needs to be a full explanation as to exactly what this is. I mean, we're hearing about it a lot. I think we have a general idea, Mr. Gipple, what this is. But can you tell our listeners exactly what this is all about, or what is it?
Well, starting with the product, simply put, cannabis oil is a liquid extract of the dry, heated buds and flowers of the marijuana plant, either cannabis sativa or cannabis indica. There's different types, but we won't get into that.
Mm-hmm.
The extract is then distilled to get a certain amount of the two main active ingredients. THC, that most people are familiar with, has been studied, I should say,
okay. For
a number of years. And a relatively new cannabinoid, which is related to THC, called CBD, cannabidiol, which does not have psychoactive properties, one of the big advantages of that. And they often work together, the THC and the CBD, to produce both the beneficial and the adverse effects of it. So that's basically what it is. It's a olive oil-based extract of the marijuana plant, manipulated so you have a certain amount of active ingredients, because you want to vary the dose of the active ingredient depending on the person, the condition, a variety of different factors.
All right. So I guess we're talking about it today on Body Talk because it can be used for medicinal reasons. Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So is this a product that CTMH Doctors Hospital currently has?
Yes, we have three different versions of it, depending on. There's one that's just pure THC.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that is essentially just CBD, the non-psychoactive, and there's one that's a 50-50 mix.
Mm-hmm.
And which one you would choose depends on the condition you have, depends on if you have had cannabis before, depends on your age. All sorts of different factors will determine which of those three products is the best one for you and what the dose is, too, because it's not a one-size-fits-all dose.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite variable. It's often called basically a patient-centered titrated dose. In other words, the patient figures out we have a starting dose,
mm-hmm.
very often like a half a mil twice a day.
Right.
And then we will adjust that dose up or down depending on the beneficial effects versus the adverse effects, because it's always that balance between the effects that you want and the effects that may come with any drug.
Right. Now, what is this in treatment of? What are the conditions can mm-hmm. cannabis oil be used in?
Oh, there's a large variety of them. People are familiar with increased appetite, so it can be used for people that are losing weight due to cancer or HIV by increasing the appetite and putting back on weight.
Mm-hmm.
The single most common indication is for pain, different types of pain, both pain secondary to cancer as well as non-cancerous pain. It's very often used in what's called neuropathic pain. Neuropathic refers to a condition in the nerves where they're sending pain signals unnecessarily to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this can kind of calm the nerves down. Neuropathic pain often happens in diabetics, in the extremities, in the fingertips or the toes, feet, that sort of thing. It can be used in multiple sclerosis,
mm-hmm.
which is a disease where there's not a lot of pharmacological treatments, but this is very good for the cramps, the spasms, and the pain that comes from the chronic condition of multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
There are receptors for THC and CBD throughout the body, so it can be used from anything from mental conditions such as depression to, as I said before, pain to GI conditions as far as increasing appetite. It's a wide variety of because the receptors are throughout the body.
Mm-hmm. So is the main treatment for pain, though? Is that the main treatment, or are there probably with the studies as they're coming out finding out there's a lot of different conditions that you can use cannabis oil for? What is the pain management the main one?
I would say pain is the main one. There's been studies done in North America, Canada, U.S., where roughly about 90% of the people that try oral cannabis are medicinal oral cannabis,
mm-hmm.
Basically have pain as one of the indications. They may have another indication like insomnia,
mm-hmm.
or the appetite. But we are gathering information here. We've had about 50 patients so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit too early to make statistics on the database we have here, but we are, when patients allow us to, collecting information on how they're using it, how it's working out for them.
Mm-hmm. Is it a situation where it can help you, I guess if you're dealing with cancer, if it would help you go into remission, or it's just pain management at this stage?
It's well proven for the pain and the weight loss and the appetite problems, which are often due to the treatment of cancer as well as the cancer, that THC and CBD can help. Mm-hmm. As far as the actual treatment of cancer, there's not a lot of scientific evidence. There is a theoretical basis for thinking it might help because it's a fairly complicated system in the body. Mm-hmm. It's called the endocannabinoid system. Mm-hmm. And it has different receptors that can be stimulated by THC, CBD, but also there's other receptors that can influence the proliferation of cells, which is another way of saying the growth of cells. Mm-hmm. So while there's a theoretical basis that it could help, and there are certainly, I wouldn't say case studies, but individual reports, the science is not there yet.
Okay. Well, we are speaking to Mr. Kevin Gipple, our clinical compounding pharmacist from CTMH Doctors Hospital. You're tuned into Body Talk, and we'll be right back. This is Star 92.7. Good morning. You are tuned into Body Talk, brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital right here on Star 92.7. And I have here in the studio with me again, Mr. Kevin Gipple. He is our clinical compounding pharmacist over there. Welcome again to Body Talk.
Thank you. We are
talking about the medicinal use of marijuana, essentially, to put it in layman's term. Mm-hmm. The medical term is cannabis oil. Is that correct? Yeah. All right. And we were just talking about the different. There's different strains. I mean, there's medically, this is very interesting, this whole concept. And we were talking about before the break. Did you want to kind of recap what cannabis oil can be used for a treatment of?
For its use for treatment of, it's.
You know, pain was one of the main ones. Pain management.
Right. So basically, we're talking about severe pain, nausea, both chronic as well as non-chronic pain, insomnia. Mm-hmm. Depression is kind of an iffy. It's a new indication, but people with long-term chronic pain can be depressed by that, so this can help with that.
Okay.
Can certainly help with anxiety. Certainly, it's well known for glaucoma because it can decreases inter-eye pressure, which is a problem with glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used in end-of-life care settings to help people ease through that period of their life. Those are probably the most common ones we see, but it's being, as it becomes more available, it's being tried in more and more conditions, some of it successfully, some of which not so much.
And we got it here pretty quickly, because has this been available in the States? Are you from the States, Mr. Gipple?
Yes. California started it 20 years ago with medical marijuana.
Oh.
This year, they just started it with recreational. In a way, in a real form, it's been available in Cayman since the early 90s.
When I was
the pharmacist at the hospital, we put a product called Marinol on the formula, which is used for decreasing appetite in patients undergoing chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pure THC. It's a great name, Marinol. Because, strangely enough, the pharmacy law, since it was written in 79, included THC as a prescription drug, which is why we could bring in Marinol.
Yes.
Then the law has recently changed to include cannabis oil, which is the full plant.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, I don't work at the hospital anymore, but I believe there's still Marinol on the formulary. So in a way, it's been around for a while.
For quite some time. Yeah. Now, how is the cannabis oil treatment being administered?
Is definitely indicated for oral or sublingual. Sublingual is where you take a dropper, or we give a syringe where you can measure a precise dose and put it under the tongue and keep it under the tongue. It gets absorbed a little bit quicker because when you take it orally, when you swallow it, there's nothing wrong with that. But it can take at least 45 minutes, sometimes up to 2 hours for people to have an effect.
Yeah.
And so that can be problematic. It can be difficult when you're trying to get to the proper dose because people get impatient, they're not feeling anything, and they take more doses than they should. But ours is not meant to be smoked.
Yes.
It's not meant to be vaporized. It's in an olive oil base, so even if you tried it, it wouldn't work out well, and it's certainly not a recommendation. The primary way is sublingual. Some people find that a bit difficult, if not simply orally swallowing it.
Now, is this done? So, do you have to be admitted to the hospital to get this treatment, or is this outpatient?
No.
Does your doctor do it, your nurse? How does that work?
Definitely not. You need a prescription, obviously, by a doctor locally registered. We recommend that you try to plan your day so you're not doing anything that day.
Okay.
And if you do it right, because we started very low and then slowly increased the dose, the first two or three days, you're probably not going to feel anything. So let's say you started on a Thursday with a low dose, maybe a quarter of a mil twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to feel anything, because the whole idea is to sensitize the body to the drug, to build up the receptors, not to overwhelm them and shut them down.
Yes.
And then usually by day three or four, you might start feeling something. So on that day, if you start on Thursday, you're now to Saturday. Hopefully you're not working the weekend. You don't have to worry about picking your daughter up from dance lessons or your son from football practice, or you don't have to go into work or something like that. You want to put the one way to put it, put a Saturday aside.
Yes.
Or put some time aside where you can get to the point after a couple days of starting at very low dose where you should start feeling some effects, and you'll see what the dose is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant by a patient-determined titration. The patient's going to judge, yes, I'm getting some benefit, I have acceptable side effects, I'm a little bit sleepy, but I can still function,
yes,
type of thing, and I'm getting some pain relief, or I'm not getting much pain relief, I'm not getting side effects, so I need to up the dose.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it at maybe 4 or 5 day increments to give the body a chance. It would work if you started a high dose and work quicker, but then you're going to could develop tolerance, you could develop side effects, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be patient. I've
yes.
had a patient I talked to just yesterday. It's after 2 months of treatment that she's really starting to feel some real significant pain relief.
Okay.
But she has chronic pain.
Yes.
And this is going to be part of her life. This is not to eliminate pain. I wish it would, but it's to lower. We talk about pain scales going up to 10.
Mm.
So a patient might start off with a pain scale of 8, and then with this drug and other drugs, it's not generally used alone, you might get down to a pain scale of 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
which is tremendous product.
Of course it is.
So it's not a first-line agent in any conditions that I'm aware of. It's generally an add-on. So
mm-hmm.
you might be taking traditional pain relievers and adding on some cannabis. You may be taking traditional drugs for epilepsy. You would add on the CBD for that. So it is usually used in conjunction with it. It can also be used to lower the amount of morphine-type drugs, because people with severe pain will use that. And by using the cannabis, you can use a lower dose of the morphine-type drug.
Okay, we are speaking with Mr. Kevin Gipple, the clinical compounding pharmacist from CTMH Doctors Hospital, and you're tuned into Body Talk on Star 92.7. We'll be right back. This is Star 92.7, and you are tuned into Body Talk, brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital. They are located right there, 16 Middle Road, just off of Walker's Road. You know, it's the blue is the new green. They're looking great over there at CTMH Doctors Hospital. So impressed with the rebranding, the upgrades, everything that's going on there. So you want to give them a call today at 949-6066. They are my healthcare provider. I like to visit them every once in a while, you know, for those yearly checkups. I don't really like to go in any extra time, but... You know, they're there if you need to, and they have first-class service. In fact, it's exceptional care. And we have Mr. Kevin Gipple here. He is, again, our clinical compounding pharmacist over there at CTMH Doctors Hospital. And we are having a fantastic conversation about cannabis oil. Now, just before the break, we kind of got into how this the cannabis oil is not a frontline medication in treating certain ailments or chronic problems, I should say. It is more of a supplement. And I know, Mr. Gipple, you were kind of talking about that just before the break. So I'll let you just sort of emphasize that point there.
Yeah, it's not really a first-line drug for any condition that I can know of, but going back to pain, which is the most common indication, it complements the
right.
traditional ones. If you're on traditional pain medicines and you're not getting the relief that you desire, then this can also be added on slowly and build up slowly to complement that,
mm-hmm.
and possibly even result in a reduction of the other medicines. One of the primary medicines we use nowadays for chronic severe pain is morphine-related. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Morphine's a great drug for short periods of time. It can do wonders, but long-term it can have a number of side effects,
yes.
particularly as the dose goes up. Because as you take morphine-like drugs called opiates for a period of time, you start building up a tolerance.
Yes.
And you have to take more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the cannabis can be added on because it works by different. It doesn't work in the same system. There's a system in your body specially evolved to handle drugs that are nationally made in the body that are similar to opiates, just like there's a system for cannabinoids. So by putting the two together, you can have a lower dose of both of them, minimize the side effects, but hopefully maximize the beneficial effects. One of the problems with opiates, as you get to high dose, it can affect your breathing.
Mm.
Never a good thing.
Never
obviously.
A good thing.
So, and the reason for that, there are receptors in that very old part of the brain, the brainstem that controls breathing. Cannabis receptors are all over the body with the exception of the brainstem. So that's ideal to pair it with a drug that gives good pain relief but can affect the brainstem and breathing with a drug that gives good pain relief that has absolutely no effect on the brainstem and breathing. In general, cannabis safety is very high compared to many of the prescription drugs we use. It's really hard to hurt yourself with cannabis. You have to take very large amounts. It can happen. That's particularly with other places where they have other forms of the drug that's higher dose and so on. And that can happen where you can get some paranoia and some psychic disturbances. Mm-hmm. But it's easy enough if that happens, you just stop it. You make sure you're in a safe place with someone around to make sure you're not going to do anything foolish, and it wears off.
Yes.
With opiates, if you take too much, you can have severe consequences that are not necessarily reversible.
Right.
So there are some real advantages there, but safety is one of the great advantages. That being said, you have to watch what you're doing because cannabis will affect the ability to operate machinery, to re-drive, that sort of thing. We generally recommend not driving for 6 to 8 hours after you take the cannabis, particularly early on, until you know how it affects you as an individual. It can certainly impair your ability to make rational judgments. You might make some foolish decisions because it can alter your normal thought process. So you do have to be careful about accidents because there are side effects to any drugs, and that's one of the ones with the sleepiness and drowsiness, particularly if you mix it with certain other drugs.
Yes.
Any drugs that cause sedation, which are very commonly with other pain meds, you have to be careful because you can get additive sedations from the cannabis oil. And that could be cough medicines, it could be pain medicines, it could be a number of different medicines. So there are a number of different interactions. So you have to make sure that your doctor knows. If you're getting it from one doctor and other meds from the other doctor, make sure they know or that your pharmacist knows. Because there's many interactions. Even this cannabis can be used for epilepsy, but it can affect other drugs used for epilepsy.
Yes. To be closely monitored.
Yes, so it does have to be careful because there's a lot of beneficial effects, but potentially there's a lot of side effects also, and accidents can be definitely one of them.
And when you is it something you have to be admitted to the hospital to receive, or is it an outpatient sort of service? Is your doctor the one who provides
it's
that?
It's definitely outpatient. There's no reason to admit someone to the hospital for this.
Okay.
You do want to clear your schedule, though.
Right.
You want to, if not the first day, because if you're being dosed properly, which is low, you're not going to feel much effects the first or second day.
Mm-hmm.
Third or fourth day, it may affect you, and there's no really way to tell. It's very individualized.
Yes.
It's kind of like treating a headache. You may take 2 Panadol to cure your headache. I may take 3 ibuprofen. The next day, I'm really having a headache, so I take 4 ibuprofen. So it's something the patient can titrate to a certain extent, depending on how their body is reacting on that given day. One size does not fit all on the dosing of this drug. There are some drugs that are very nice. You give them, 500 milligrams twice daily, and that's how you use this drug.
Yeah, they're good, yeah.
That's not cannabis. Cannabis is very individualized.
Well, it's great to know that we have this sort of available at CTMH Doctors Hospital. Mr. Gibber, we are at the end here of Body Talk. Actually, we have one more break, so you want to stay tuned. This is Body Talk brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital right here on Star 92.7. We'll be right back. This is Star 92.7, and you are tuned into Body Talk, brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital, and I'm here with Mr. Kevin Gipple, our clinical compounding pharmacist from CTMH Doctors Hospital, talking about cannabis oil. Now, on this last break, we want to make sure that we touch upon some important information regarding if you would like to see if cannabis oil is right for you, some things you need to understand about being on cannabis oil, and Mr. Gipple, I'll let you take over from there.
Yeah, stepping away from the medical side of it, there's the social side of it, too. Having a prescription for cannabis does not exempt you from any driving laws, driving impaired laws. Driving impaired is driving impaired, so you have to be careful with that. It doesn't matter if you got it by a prescription or otherwise. It does not exempt you from your employer's HR drug policies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to start on this, you might want to have a talk with your HR person, depending on what the drug policy and the drug testing requirement is, because this is cannabis. This will show up on urine tests. And having a prescription does not necessarily, hopefully the employer will take that into consideration, but that's something that you should look into yourself. Traveling with cannabis. It does not exempt you from local laws. So going to Miami with your cannabis prescription, I don't know what would happen exactly, but I personally would not try it until this is a little better known. The dog at the airport is certainly going to sniff it out, and having a prescription may not make any difference. So that's something to think about. If you're traveling, don't travel with this drug. And then you'll have to think, if you're using it for chronic pain, is this the product for me? Because if I'm traveling a lot, I may not be able to take this medicine with me. Hopefully with time, these things will be sorted out and changed as the U.S. and other places get more open to the idea this is a proper prescription drug. But this is new territory, so we advise everyone when we sit down and counsel them, don't travel with it. Talk to your employer if there's any questions at all about this. And any sort of impairment is impairment. This drug, particularly in the early stages, and so you find out what the correct dose is for you, can impair you, and you will can be held responsible for your actions, regardless of prescription or no prescription.
And that was very interesting, because I know that you had mentioned, like, maybe even a doctor, like one of the doctors at CTMH Doctors Hospital, may think this is the right thing for a patient. But once they come to the pharmacy, because of the knowledge and expertise that you have and the staff there, you guys will inform them holistically about whether this is, and let them be aware of all these different aspects, the social aspects of cannabis or of using it, if they go ahead and decide to do so. And I actually have in my hands an informed consent form that you actually have to read through, initial, sign off on, that you understand all these things. That's how serious it is. So, I mean, it is something that you would have to speak. Your doctors perhaps recommend it, but once you get to the pharmacy, they will make sure that you're aware of all the different indications that come along with using cannabis oil.
We request the patient to initial off on it. It's not mandatory. If a patient chooses not to, that's fine too.
Okay.
We do extensive one-on-one counseling in a separate room. We have a counseling room we use in general.
Mm-hmm.
We ask all the patients to put a few minutes aside so we can go with this extensively. Whenever we counsel a patient about any sort of medicine, if there's anything that comes to our attention that we think the doctor should be aware of, whether it's clinically or other aspects of the doctor's life, of the patient's life, we let the doctors know. It's obviously still the doctor's decision.
Yes.
But we always, again, in anything, be it cannabis or any other counseling, we pick up something we think is significant. We want to make sure the doctor knows about it.
Yes, and that's the sort of exceptional care that you will receive at CTMH Doctors Hospital. Mr. Gipple, I would like to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know anything else about cannabis oil that you feel is important here today on the show.
There's a lot of different ways to go about this, but there are certain people that you want to exclude from it. For instance, anybody whose brain is still developing, which is considered up to the age of 25, can have cannabis can affect the brain development. Now, we do make certain exceptions for that, for the little young ones with the seizures that are happening, 100 times a day.
Yes.
But generally speaking, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, it does go into breast
your
milk.
Bloodstream.
So that would be a contraindication. If there's a history of mental illness, this may not be the best choice for that, so that's something you can think about. One of the side effects we didn't get to is cardiac side effects. It can lower or raise blood pressure. It can cause palpitations. If there's a history of cardiac, it's something that you want to discuss with your doctor and pharmacist to see if this is the right drug for you. So there's a number of people that this may not be the best choice for, and careful screening is very important. So ask questions. Make sure it's kept. We dispense it in a childproof container. Make sure it's kept in that, out of the reach of children.
Mm-hmm.
There are reports of, in the States, not here, but
yes,
in the States, of children getting into this. They get to the ER. They're well treated. There's nothing, it's unpleasant, but it's not a fatal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those incidents are traced back to the child obtaining the cannabis in the home setting.
Right.
So you want to be very careful of that. Make sure you follow whatever your work policies are and procedures. Have an extended discussion about the beneficial versus adverse effects, and those may change with time.
Yes, and it is admitted gradually. Again, it is all patient individual to the patient, so it's going to be something that over time you're going to know which dose works for you. I'd like to thank you again, Mr. Gipple, here for being here today on Body Talk and talking about cannabis oil. If listeners have any questions whatsoever, all you have to do is give the pharmacist over there, Mr. Gipple, a call at 949-6066. And again, thank you very much for joining us today.
And last word, my colleagues have as much knowledge on this as I do, so I'd be happy to talk to you. But if not, there's four other firms just there that will give you equally good information.
Thank you. And this has been Body Talk, brought to you by CTMH Doctors Hospital, right here on Star 92.7.
Okay.